This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You in one way or another into realizing what a wonderful world that you are about to engage in. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. A Dudley to my friends and fans who understand that my given name is Dudley. Rich McFadden's given name is Richard. Ken's given name is Horatio. You didn't know that, Richie, did you?
I did not know
His
that.
Real name is Neither Horatio Kessler. Horatio Kenneth, it's HKK. Those are his initials, Horatio Kenneth.
Wow, you lucked out.
Yeah, wow. Isn't
he good? You almost got bummer of initials there.
You're right. Yeah. His name is Kenneth Carl Kessler. That's not, wouldn't go over.
No.
Particularly well. All right, so let's get to the essence of what's going on in Seattle. One of the stories that people are talking about today, focusing on their $15 minimum wage.
They hit the jackpot.
Boy, well, they thought they did. However, there is a federal lawsuit that has been filed that challenges Seattle's adaptation of what would be the nation's highest minimum wage.
I didn't see this coming.
No, the feds usually, President Obama says 10-10. Win with 10-10.
Yeah.
Seattle City Council voted unanimously to gradually raise the minimum wage $15. The plan gives businesses with more than 500 employees at least 3 years to phase in the increase, 4 if they provide health insurance. Smaller employers get 7 years. The feds say this is unfair to small businesses, small franchises. The lawsuit was filed in the U.S. District Court. The International Franchise Association said the ordinance unfairly and irrationally discriminates against interstate commerce and small businesses that operate under the franchise business model, which would be, McDonald's, most of those stores are all owned. I think they're all now company-owned, but Subway's a good example. That's all franchise, biggest franchise in the world, in fact. So I'm sure Subway is a big paying member of the International Franchise Association. So they say this is going to put us out of business, it's going to hurt our business, and so therefore we want to see if we can get this thing altered or make it somehow moot.
Here's an interesting aspect that I'd never thought of on this.
Yeah.
So businesses that have over 500 employees,
right,
have to, are susceptible to this law. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Have to abide by it.
Right.
A Holiday Inn Express in Seattle, that particular Holiday Inn,
mm-hmm,
only has 28 workers, but it's considered a large business.
Holidays
because program. Holiday Inn franchises nationally have more, yep, than 500 workers.
Right.
So in the lawsuit, they're saying, hey, listen, we are considered a small business. We only have 28 workers, mm-hmm, at this franchise. The same way with the Subway, the McDonald's. Every national chain in Seattle is going to be the same thing. So how many businesses will actually fall under 500 employees at that specific location?
Lots. Most, in fact.
Well, but not all the ones, right, that are fighting for it. You get all the fast food workers? Nope. There's not a McDonald's on this planet that's got 500 employees in it.
No. Most of them have.
And all of the 15. Money that's made in those cash registers in that one McDonald's has to pay that 15. It's not the...
It's everybody that, if their headquarters are in Seattle, they must pay it. The way I read it, across the nation, is that what you're saying? Like Starbucks?
No.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. If there's a Starbucks on the corner of 5th and Main in downtown Seattle, even though internationally, well, not Starbucks, that's a bad example because they're based in Seattle. McDonald's is, yeah, based in Ohio or something like that.
Illinois,
thank you.
Yeah.
So there are 28 people that work at that McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
The main office is not in Seattle.
No.
but the franchise is, or many franchises.
So you're saying the opposite of what I'm saying.
Right.
In essence, if you're in Seattle, you have to pay the wage, whether you're headquartered there or not. The way I read it, it's everybody that's headquartered in Seattle has to pay no matter where they are. And I think somewhere between those, with the left and the right, there's probably a correct interpretation of it. It still begs and yells for the question to be answered as to how you value somebody arbitrarily at $15 an hour. This person, because he can walk into the store.
It's arbitrary.
That's the problem.
It's all arbitrary.
It's all arbitrary.
Right.
Yeah. Makes no sense at all.
They're not running a business. They're just picking a number out of thin air and throwing it up there. This is what people need to be able to pay more taxes. So this is what we're going to go
live
for.
A better life. You want a better life? Get a better education.
It's all about giving them
more
tax income.
Business. Yeah, that's all it is.
If we can get McDonald's internationally to give our local employees that work at McDonald's at least $15 an hour, we raise our tax revenue by X.
Yeah.
It's a load of garbage.
Kenny, you have not weighed in on this. I wonder if any of our listeners have at facebook.com/Good Day or Twitter at Good Day Show.
I was looking for responses and came across something that's related, so I'm going to go ahead and throw it out there. Chuck Todd from NBC was talking to Dave Bratt, who defeated Eric Cantor in the Virginia primary.
Virginia.
David Bratt is an economics professor.
Really?
So yes. Chuck asked him about the minimum wage thing and if, in fact, there should be a minimum wage. And his response was, I don't have a well-crafted response to that yet.
Really?
As an economist.
Mm. Yes.
He only has one. He's got one playbook, and it's about immigration at the moment.
Well, here's what you get when you get a guy that basically challenges the big boy. Doesn't think he's going to win, and then all of a sudden, holy wow, look at this. What am I going to do now? So now he's got to go out and say, okay, what's my position on everything?
Mm-hmm. Figure it out.
He's got to figure it out.
Meanwhile, speaking of things figured out, in 2 minutes, Dr. Ken Kronhaus will be here to bring you up to date on the latest medical information that has been published this week. So stand by for that here on Good Day.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, bleach a train. So I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports. Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that. Took a break, and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurg.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning win.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
I was going to say Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Massey, Wisconsin.
When I walk into Buffalo Wild Wings, I'm not just a customer.
I'm a fan.
And in this house?
This house.
This house?
Fans rule.
This is our stadium.
Our locker room.
Our dugout.
Our sports drinks are served on tap. And our pregame meal is
hand-spun wings.
In victory or in defeat, we never leave hungry.
Because in this house, we are the MVPs.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com to find the location nearest you.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with an overview of some of the important news from the world of medicine this past week. I've forgotten how you are when it comes to Barbara Streisand. I know other members of my staff are not particularly intrigued with her, but I think to a certain extent you have regard for her music, because it seems to me when we've done our Saturday program, you've wanted us to have some music from Barbara Streisand. So I guess I'm interested in your take on her going to Congress and asking lawmakers to pay more attention to the number one killer. You're a cardiologist, Dr. Ken. Barbara Streisand says that not enough money is being spent on the number one killer of women. More disease, more focus on men, not enough on women. Is there a difference in how men are affected by heart disease versus women.
Well, I admire Barbara Streisand for her singing abilities, and I just want to take the politics out of healthcare. But absolutely, we need more attention to women. You ask in a poll what women's biggest risk to good health is, and most will say their breast cancer risk, but it's actually 7 times more their risk of heart disease. And the number one killer of women each year since about 1988, higher than men, in fact, since 1988, is heart disease.
Yeah.
Unexplained fatigue in a woman, you have to think heart disease. Women get their symptoms upside down. Men get chest pain, shortness of breath, and fatigue. And, you know, maybe men get them upside down, but it's reversed for women. They get more likely fatigue, then shortness of breath, and then chest discomfort. When a woman has unexplained fatigue and she's postmenopausal and a little blood pressure, diabetes, and cholesterol, I am thinking the heart. Even without all those risk factors, I wonder about the heart.
Mm. See how easy it is to get Dr. Ken going? One, see, his passion is taking care of your heart. It's very cool. John Glenn, speaking of hearts, has received a valve, a new valve, a heart valve. Under what circumstances? He's, what, about 86, 7, 8, something
like
that?
Well, former astronaut and U.S. Senator John Glenn has had a heart valve replacement just a few weeks, Doug, before his 93rd birthday.
93, God love
you. Will be July 18th. Senator Glenn had a minimally invasive version of the valve replacement procedure at the Cleveland Clinic in May and is recovering well. It was just announced this week.
So that valve, is that, we all have, well, you've told me I have a little weakness in one of the valves. The older you get, does that become more pronounced? And is it likely to be something like when I'm 93, someone's going to have to do the same thing to me?
Well, they haven't announced which of the four heart valves it is, but I'm guessing it is his exit door of the heart, the aortic valve, which as it opens and closes a couple of billion times in a lifetime, wear and tear develops and it calcifies. And if too much calcium develops, it doesn't open adequately. And then you have to go and do something about it. We have these amazingly high-tech ways through a catheter now to do it without opening you up, or minimally invasive without having to open up your entire chest. And that's the way he had it.
All right. Good news for those who eat a lot of protein. It may be good for what?
There is some good news here. Neurology, reducing the biggest concern that people who walk into my office have. Diets rich in protein appear to reduce a person's risk of stroke, particularly if it's lean animal protein like fish. People with the highest amounts of animal protein in their diet, they were 20% less likely to suffer a stroke compared to those who ate little to no protein. And low-fat dairy products is also a great source of protein.
Yeah. Yeah, hear it for dairy products. Yeah. All right, let's hear it for a product that will get rid of the puffiness under your eyes, the bags under your eyes, the lines around your eyes. This is something that's scientifically on the top of the pile. That's why Ken likes it.
Ladies, are you tired of trying wrinkle creams that simply don't work? And what about those bags under your eyes? That's why Genucel with Instant Effects is different. Genucel uses Isoril and state-of-the-art stem cell technology to target bags and puffiness under the eyes, and the results are incredible. You can also say goodbye to the fine lines and crow's feet around your eyes. In fact, you'll see results in 12 hours or your money back. Chamonix has been making the most effective all-natural skincare for 15 years. Chamonix products work better than anything you've ever used, and the results are transformative. Genucel is simply amazing, so stop the guessing game and start looking younger today. You'll see results in 12 hours and a complete transformation of your skin in 30 days, or guess what? Your money back.
800-822-6145 for Genucel. Order it right now. Mention Dr. Ken and get the legendary Esotique Wrinkle Treatment absolutely free with your order. 800-822-6145. Combat wrinkles and facial lines. No Botox or surgery. Just a good American product. Genucel. 800-822-6145. You hear how enthusiastic Dr. Ken is about it. So get it and get rid of those wrinkles, puffiness, bags under your eyes. 800-822-6145. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with us on Good Day.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Henry Ford once said, a man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops a clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You choose Bono. Bono routine.
That would be Bozo you're thinking of. This is Bono.
Bono. Bonzo. Story here is that Mr. Bono and The Edge are contributing a handful of songs to director John Carney's upcoming film Sing Street, which takes place in Dublin in the 1980s, tells the story of a teenager who starts a band after switching from private to public school. Apparently, is that part of the story of YouTube? How'd they get started? Anybody know their origins?
I mean, that sounds like the start, so we have to go old school. Old school YouTube here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the streets of Dublin, that's them. Back in the early 80s.
Jimmy Fallon get started with The Tonight Show in New York.
Well, they were on the first night, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. All right, speaking of Jimmy Kimmel, let's move to the other Jimmy. Did I say Jimmy Kimmel? I meant, speaking of Jimmy Fallon, let's move to the other Jimmy, Jimmy Kimmel, who had Mila Kunis on his program last night, admitting that she was pregnant. But the controversy isn't about her being pregnant. It is about all the people who say, we are pregnant, when they talk about the couple, the woman, and the man. I don't get that because I don't see any men
are having a baby.
And that was her thing.
Your wife are pregnant.
And just a heads up, I'm going to have to bleep a little bit of this.
All right.
So she gets up
Hi.
And takes a mic.
I'm Mila Kunis.
Yeah, we know. Oh.
Hello, I'm Mila Kunis.
with a very special message for all you soon-to-be fathers. Stop saying we're pregnant. You're not...
Believe.
No.
Do you believe that?
Are you crying alone in your car listening to a stupid Bette Midler song? No. When you wake up and throw up, is it because you're nurturing a human life? No. It's because you had too many shots of tequila. Do you know how many shots of tequila we had? None. Because we can't have shots of tequila. We can't have anything. Because we've got your little love goblin growing inside of us. All you did was roll over and fall asleep. You're not pregnant. We are.
Y'all eating ice cream.
They're all eating ice cream?
She has like 15 pregnant women walk out on stage with her and they're all eating ice cream.
Perfect.
That's funny.
All right. So that's from you. You don't get many connections to Jimmy Kimmel from me. However, that one was A-OK. In the next half hour, Dr. Joy Brown is going to join us. We're going to talk about violent entertainment. Can it cause violent behavior? And we may find a couple of other good things that are knocking around here conversationally. Matter of fact, there's something that I wanted to spend time on that is going on in Washington this week, Richie. There is a bill that's been presented by Senator Ed Markey called the Hate Crime Reporting Act. And I want to, yeah, exactly. That's, exactly. You got it. You're on board. 28 after, this is Good Day.
I just can't believe it, Amy's dad tells her. Are you telling me the truth? She's not available anymore.
My dad is very up and down since Mom passed. He was with us when she passed, and he kind of seemed to understand what was going on. But then multiple times a day, he'd say, where's Patricia? Where's my wife?
Amy's dad has Alzheimer's. I'm Amy Nellis. This is Primetime Focus.
Every time we had to tell him, and every time it was brand new information to him, it was fresh grief, and he was just devastated.
Amy is AARP's caregiving expert.
After about a week and a half, he would start saying, oh, yes, I remember. And he would be sad, but not the complete devastation.
But then months later, Amy's dad got sick, and after that,
everything changed again, and he was not remembering that she was gone anymore, and every time he asked, it's fresh again.
Tomorrow, what Amy tried next that's helped her dad deal with grief. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. Get AC Delco professional DuraStop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services, and tax extra. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details, other great offers, and to find your closest GMC dealer.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only one $29.79. Two cases for only $3.55. Or get three cases for only $5.15. And all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
So today, there's got to be a good day. Today, it's gonna be a good day.
Hi, we have the Good Day program in service to America and to the world, as a matter of fact. We think we're small potatoes sometimes because we're just little voices in a sea of voices that are heard around the country and around the world. But nobody else, anywhere has the quality, the timbre, the tone in their voice that we do.
That's right.
Nobody else can be heard at DougStephan.com in podcast form or RadioAmerica.org or CRNTalk.com or TalkStreamLive.com or GCNLive.com. Nobody else.
Yeah.
Nobody.
iHeart, TuneIn, you name it, we're there.
Yeah. Stitcher. Keeping everybody in stitches. So, let's see. What do we have coming up here? I don't want to mislead people. And I think that Dr. Joy Brown is a very helpful device. Is that, can you apply the word device to a human being? Dr. Joy Brown has advice.
Case,
she has
definitely.
A device for advice.
That's right.
Right.
A device for advice.
Can violent entertainment cause violent behavior? That's coming up. However, right now, I would like to talk about the Hate Crime Reporting Act of 2014.
Let me hear it. Bring it on.
Any of you who have not been crazy yet today, now is your time. This will send you... Most anybody who has more than a pea for a brain will go into orbit. The Hate Crime Reporting Act of 2014, by the way, sponsored by Senator Ed Markey from Massachusetts, never saw a microphone he didn't want to control, would have talk radio and other talk media stop what they're doing because we have hateful people on the air. This legislation is designed to stop hate crimes based on gender, race, religion, ethnicity, sexual orientation, on radio, the internet, television. But what exactly is hate speech, please, pray tell, and who will define it? Would be a good question to apply to this bit of legislation, wouldn't it be? It's kind of like obscenity. No definition of that. And there's no definition of the truth. It's up to the individual. So I want to know who's going to be the definer, Mr. Markey, of hate speech.
Yep.
Please. Who's going to decide? Is it going to be you? Is it going to be other politicians who are going to say, this is hate speech and this is not? Is it going to be, I guess I'm bringing myself back to the FCC plan, Richie, which was aimed at having inspectors paw through the way radio newsrooms
right.
investigate.
Services the local community.
Yeah, right. Well, who's going to decide what the best way is to serve the local community?
They
These
were
going to
have associations, your private citizens become a board member of the radio station.
Right, yeah, that'd be good. Yeah. So here's just another way to go bananas. These people who have nothing better to do with their time. I would say it's probably well-intentioned because no one in his or her right mind condones nor wants to be involved in hate crimes or hate speech. We hear these things about bullying every day, things that go on in schools.
Everything is well-intentioned. It's
yes.
just not thought through.
No. Politicians, I mean, look at the VA bill. Here's another one. Wow. If you haven't heard about this yet, yesterday or the day before, I don't know, this week, there was a bill presented because of the fiasco at the Veterans Administration. So your friendly congressman and your friendly senator have voted collaboratively.
Every one of them.
To spend, yeah, it was like in the House. No, the Senate was 99-0, and the House, three people voted against it. All right. If I'd have been there, I would have voted against it, and here's why. Because there already is a $14 billion Veterans Administration budget that's supposed to take care of the needs the veterans have. But because it's been bungled, mismanaged, and the cretins that run it have wasted and frittered away all your money, instead of firing the people who are responsible for the mismanagement, no, we don't want to do that. We're going to throw $2 billion more at it so we can fix all the problems with more money.
Once we get caught up, everything will be fine. So let's just spend money so that people can go to the private sector and get care.
Yeah.
And then once we get everybody off of the books, then we'll start from zero, start
and
from
by
scratch,
the way,
and everything will be fine.
This includes, Kenny, what's the number, 140 more? Or no, it's 29 more VA centers at a cost of $140 million apiece to build or something like that. Those two numbers are rattling around my head. I don't remember. But the point that I'm trying to make here, and hopefully I am making it as well as I can make it, is that you are ridiculously foolish. If you think the only way to fix this problem is to spend more money, you're out of your minds. There's no reason in the world to put one more penny into the VA budget. Not one red cent.
Does anybody
Nothing.
Else just find it a little funny that here is a government health care system that does not work, so they're sending people to the private sector to get care at our expense? At the same time,
we're trying to get rid of the private sector and kill the private sector.
Right.
Yeah. Genius. Are we that smart?
What's not right about that? Why isn't that jive?
Am I that smart? Are you that smart, Richie? Is Kenny that smart? We've got this all figured out. Nobody else in the country apparently has this figured out.
Well, nobody else in the government has it figured out. Everybody else in the country has it figured out.
We're going to spend money to increase the participation of veterans who are supposed to be in a federal system into the private sector because the public sector doesn't work. Meanwhile, the public sector is trying to do everything it can to kill the private sector. Smart.
I think this will work.
All right, let's see here. Today marks the third National Jerky Day.
How convenient.
Yes, Andy. And in celebration, the folks at Jack Link's created a replica of Mount Rushmore made out of beef jerky. When finished, the so-called Meat Rushmore measures 13 feet high, 17 feet wide. This is the grossest looking thing.
It's on our website.
Gross.
Gross. If you want to be kind of grossed out, go look at it. It is disgusting. It looks almost as gross as Lady Gaga's meat dress.
Yeah.
That thing was nasty to look at, too. This is nice. Right.
Now, do you think that I was going to take a shot at Paula Deen, but I decided not to. Paula Deen in the news today, launching a digital network this fall.
Good for her.
Creating her own online communication empire from the Food Network. Creating the Paula Deen Network, a subscription-based interactive digital experience that is expected to launch in September. She said, guess who's going digital, y'all? All right, Richie, would you pay money to watch Paula Deen?
I think my mom would.
All right. Kenny, would you pay money to watch Paula Deen?
I think not a nickel, no.
Would Lisa?
No.
No. Okay. So who's going to do
but
that?
But this is your idea. She's ripping off your idea.
I know she is. I want a piece of this. This is what I told her to do. She was on how many months ago?
Paula Deen. I was over at my mom's house, and she was a big Paula Deen fan.
Yeah.
And I watched this show with her where she went to Oprah's house and stayed with Oprah for the weekend, and it was like a girls' weekend.
Isn't
and
that sweet?
Woke up in the morning, and they made pancakes and did all this kind of cooking and everything. It was a real kind of down-home folksy thing.
Very nice.
And I wondered why Oprah never ran to her rescue when she was being accused of being a racist.
Hmm.
Did Oprah think she was a racist?
No, there's no money.
He had invited her to her house?
Hmm. She makes good pancakes.
I guess it was all about the food.
Nah.
You think? And the promotion.
Really? Our poll at DougStephan.com today acknowledges Father's Day on Sunday and asks you what you're getting for your father. A, dinner out. B, sports tickets. C, electronics. D, a card. E, a phone call. F, when's Father's Day? Richie, what are you getting for Father's Day?
I got a 1967 Bronco last night.
You bought
it
yourself. Congratulations. How is it? You drive it to work today?
I picked it up. It was in the rain last night. The truck had to drop it off. It was inside a truck.
Really?
So I had to drive it home a mile in the rain, and this thing doesn't have a top on it.
Oh, no.
It could be constant convertible. Listen to my Father's Day lineup. This will be pretty cool. My brother is having a big cookout over at his house, but I might not be able to go because my son is playing in the championship game for his little league thing. So if they win on Saturday, they play again for the championship on Sunday. So I might get my son getting a little league championship trophy and a 1967 Bronco.
Cool.
And I might have a beer too.
Nice.
Yeah, nice. That's a pretty good Father's
Day. Kenny, what's up with you for Father's Day?
The Beatles movie A Hard Day's Night is coming back into theaters, and Panda said that she and Reno would like to take me to that.
Isn't that sweet?
Very cool.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Our poll yesterday.
They know you.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
How much you usually tip was the poll yesterday? Let's see what won out here. 60% said 15 to 20%. 60% of you responding at DougStephan.com. 14% of you said more than 20%. Let's see here. 10% said I never tip more than 15%. 9% said I rarely eat anywhere I have to tip. 8% said it depends on how much the bill is. Usually 15 to 20%, one way or another in there. Speaking of tipping, a tip or two from Dr. Joy Brown around the corner here on Good Day.
Let's be honest. Dads don't always get the credit they deserve. So this weekend, come to Guitar Center's Father's Day sale. Treat Dad to a gift card and make sure you put aside a little bit of time. Because with deals like a full-size Martin acoustic guitar for only $3.99, an Epiphone Les Paul Junior Electric for just $89, or a Zildjian 8-inch Slash cymbal for just $29, you may want to grab something for yourself as well. Plus, get Linkin Park's new album, The Hunting Party, at Guitar Center June 17th. Guitar Center's Father's Day sale. Now through Sunday. In-store and online.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, custom banners and posters start at just $6.49. Offer valid on pickup or delivery, ends 6/29. Details in-store or online at staples.com/springcopy. Staples. Make more happen.
At last, Nexium, the purple pill, is available without a prescription for frequent heartburn. See those women drinking their iced mocha whatevers? Now they have Nexium-level protection. That guy struggling to text and eat soup at the same time? Him too. Introducing Nexium 24-Hour, the protection of the number one prescribed acid-blocking brand, just without the prescription. New Nexium 24-Hour. Nexium-level protection, now in the heartburn aisle.
May take 1 to 4 days. Use as directed to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
At last, Nexium, the purple pill, is available without a prescription for frequent heartburn. See those women drinking their iced mocha whatevers? Now they have Nexium-level protection. That guy struggling to text and eat soup at the same time? Him too. Introducing Nexium 24-Hour, the protection of the number one prescribed acid-blocking brand, just without the prescription. New Nexium 24-Hour, Nexium-level protection, now in the heartburn aisle.
May take 1 to 4 days. Use as directed to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
See, heartburn, I told you.
They dug... Doug is definitely good. They have that little voice in the background there. Joining Richie, Kenny, and me is Dr. Joy Brown, whose radio program is heard around the country noon to 3 East Coast time. In here, in there. He, she. Wait a minute. I was about to say, she's on. Where's my mouth and my eye?
You're upside down again.
My tongue is caught behind my eye teeth, and I can't see what I'm saying. Dr. Joy Brown has a three-hour program every day. Here's a fascinating thing you can do. Just like the guys that did Car Talk, you could call their number. And the Money Pit does this, too. Call it anytime, day or night. 855-99-DR-JOY. Leave a question. Something's going on in your life. You want her to help you straighten it out, and then she'll talk about it on the radio the next day. Right? 855-99-DR-JOY or drjoy.com. Can violent entertainment cause violent behavior?
Yes.
How so?
Well, we've known for years that it does. It may desensitize us to it. It may say that this is okay behavior. It may give us the pattern to do it. We know for years, for example, that children are influenced by cartoons, by the violence in cartoons. I mean, look, just think about when you were a kid and you used to watch the Three Stooges and you'd go out and go, no, 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 and do that little thing with, you know, so,
yeah.
Nee,
nee, nee, nee, nee. Yeah, right. Yeah,
I used to push my brother off a cliff like Wile E. the Coyote all the time.
Exactly, exactly. Walk through walls. You know who's done most of the research under a lot of it is Children's Educational Network, and it's quite clear that we also know that the more violence kids watch, the more violent they're likely to be, and that's probably desensitization, but can also be patterning. Mm-hmm. There's just really no question about it. It's really scary. And whenever you have one of these crazy movies, like, you know, Fast and Furious,
yeah,
we have a couple of kids try to do that. You know, they'll ride the cars like chariots. I mean, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
why is it that Canada and England that have the same violent entertainment don't have those kind of problems, though?
Well, they don't have as many guns. So did you really want to get me there as quickly as possible? But, yeah. I mean, we know. We know this is... You're asking me, can you wipe out violent tendencies in human beings? I would say no. Can you increase the probability? Yes. When you increase the probability, if you've got... I heard somebody yesterday... This drives me nuts. Saying, well, you know, that kid, you know, if the teacher had a gun and could kill him, or he could have done the same thing with a bomb. Well, I mean, that's just ridiculous. How many of us know how to build bombs? Not to mention, you know, I'm of the generation that we actually did build bombs, and we blew ourselves up much more often than anything else. Bombs quite often don't work, or they work on the wrong people. A gun is kind of a fail-safe. The other thing about guns and arming everybody is if you look at the statistics...
She's on her toot now. Here we go.
See, you shouldn't have done that.
Sorry, everybody.
If you do
nice
it,
going, Ken.
If you look at your problem, if you look at the statistics of the Old West, you know, which is where I grew up, not the Old West, just there were more people killed, there were more bystanders killed. You know, all those little gunfights at the OK Corral? There were more bystanders killed than ever the combatants. So the idea of, you know, too many guns. I mean, people
all right,
are
so,
violent.
All the guns. How about the difference between, we only have 60 seconds here, the difference between cartoon-style violence and realistic violence that's in video games nowadays, or cartoon-style video games where they're... kickboxing
It's an interesting question, and it probably depends a little bit on the age of the participant, because for young kids, it's all the same, and they're much more likely to be drawn to the cartoon stuff. But my guess is that they're similar in intensity. A lot of the violence, the sort of realistic violence you see in movies, I would view as cartoonish. I mean, it's ridiculous that, you know, that you've got one guy and he mows down 400 people. That's pretty cartoonish.
Right, right.
So I suspect there's not as much as we'd like.
Well, there you go. It's a sobering way of looking at a problem or listening to a discussion
of a
problem.
It was you guys asked the question.
All right, we started it. You finished it.
Yeah.
Dr. Joy Brown.
Yeah.
Listen to her at noon to 3 weekdays. Dial her number 855-99-DR to leave her a question or send her one at drjoy.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
I just want you to know that even though you tried to terminate me, revenge is not an idea we promote on my planet.
Oh, well, that's good.
But we're not on my planet, are we?
You got a friend in me.
To infinity and beyond.
When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed.
There seems to be no sign of intelligent life anywhere.
Boy, you got a friend in me.
You've got a friend in me, Randy Newman, and Lyle Lovett from the movie Toy Story, starring Tim Allen, who turns 61 today. How old was he when he did that TV show? In his 30s, Chucker? How long has he been around? Tim Allen.
I think he's probably early 40s. Yeah. What was that? That was late 80s?
Late 80s, yeah.
Well, there two, yeah. He had two TV shows, though, didn't he?
Well, he has one now currently on ABC, which is run for the last 2 years. Home Improvement was his claim to fame, though, and that's where he bounced into his movie career. And then he did the Santa Claus movie, which was a huge hit. And away we go. He's done well.
Between Santa Claus and Toy Story, that guy is a mega-jillionaire.
You think?
Ugh.
He's got a lot of coin in the bank off those two properties.
Those Santa Claus movies run every year and will for the rest of his life and his kid's life.
Mm-hmm. Well, good for him. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
But I don't know. You know, I was reading a story on John McTiernan, the director who directed Die Hard and The Hunt for Red October, who did a year in jail for hiring somebody to wiretap somebody. You know about that story?
No.
But to make a long story short, I read that his points, or what they call residuals, off his movie properties was $350,000 a year. So you know how many times Die Hard and Hunt for Red October and Die Hard with a Vengeance air on TV? That's what he was making off those movies yearly in points, which is a lot of money to me and you, but to these guys, I don't know if that's tremendous.
There was a story last week, and we talked about it, about Shawshank Redemption being one of the biggest
money makers
after the fact,
yep.
And that 20 years later, all of the players in that are still getting sizable checks.
Yeah. All right, Chuck Curry is here with some movie news, the update on what's happening, movies that are coming out. We're going to have a good summer so far. See if it's going to get better. Stand by. Chuck Curry here on the Good Day program.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at AutoZone when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and a Fram oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a 6-month-old Christmas pie. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
That's you, sir. Go.
Oh, it's time for Chuck Curry to bring us some movie news. Chuck, what's happening?
I'm going to ask you a question to start off. Did you guys catch the trailer to Universal's Dumb and Dumber 2 with Jim Carrey and Jeff? You got to watch it on the internet. It is absolutely hilarious. Film opens November 14th. And Jim Carrey, who's in dire need of a hit, if this movie's half as good as that trailer, he's going to have one, because this thing looks... I was buckled over laughing for a minute watching it. Some other news of interest, actor Jeremy Renner has confirmed he will return to co-star with Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible 5. It was a big part of part 4. Speaking of Tom Cruise, Doug, his Edge of Tomorrow got really good reviews. A lot of people liked it, but only did $28 million at the U.S. box office, but overseas, $87 million, which shows you how important the overseas territory is and continues to be for movies. China alone, X-Men Days of Future Past has made $100 million in China alone, which is enormous.
Is that hard to do in China?
China. Whatever. And no advanced review so far for Clint Eastwood's Jersey Boys.
That'll be a great movie.
I don't know if that's good or bad, but...
Nah, that'd be good. That's a win. That's critic proof. Because Eastwood's involved, it's the music of the Four Seasons, the story of Jersey Boys, which has been a hit.
Well,
not only Broadway, but everywhere.
On that one, brother.
I'm banking on it.
You can dump all your money into that. I hope it'll be good, because it's a great
jump. I'll jump $12 into seeing.
Yeah, sure, absolutely.
Maybe buy 2 tickets even. I'll splurge for $24, Reggie. How's that? My senior discount, though, it's $11 for me. All right, so I'll put $23 into it. How's that? Is that okay?
Yeah, perfect.
59 passed on Good Day.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered word longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.